This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Okay, get ready. Count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're on. So go.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to The Real Side. I am Sandra Gibb, filling in for Joe. Welcome to the show. Now, if you haven't listened before, make sure you come and join us in the chat. You can do that on Facebook. You can do that on the website, therealside.com. If you're not following on social media, make sure that you do. Now, if you're members of conservative groups on Facebook, make sure you share this show right now, while we're getting everybody coming in to the chat so other people out there know that this is going on today. Joe will be with us at some point during the show when we'll be able to catch up a little bit more about what's been going on in his day. But what has been going on in my day today is, as you can imagine, being here in the United Kingdom, there's been a state visit by the one, the only, the fabulous Mr. Donald Trump. Now, I couldn't get to London today, unfortunately, but I've been kind of like had a mixture of emotions today about the level of response to Donald Trump's visit. And let's get this into perspective, because Donald Trump right now is probably, you know, the one of the most important people on the planet, being that he is the president of the United States of America. Now, the public had a real mixed reaction. I had to really laugh at the protest, and this supposed giant blimp of Donald Trump was nothing more than a big balloon, and it was there for 2 hours, which kind of made me laugh, and it really highlighted the idiocy of the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who people are calling for the resignation, for his resignation, not just for his level of response to a state visit from a civic dignitary, but for his constant, bad prowess as mayor. And, you know, I have to kind of uphold that. London's not a very safe place to be, while, Sadiq Khan is in charge. And I think he could have extended the olive branch, to Donald Trump today, in order to kind of just, you know, start the ball rolling with regards to a better relationship. But he failed to do that. Now, one of the things that really jumped out at me today was the fact that during the press, a joint press conference with Theresa May, who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, as usual, Jim Acosta tried to ask questions, but Donald Trump was having none of it. He said, no, we're not going to answer questions to you because you're fake news, and moved directly onto Fox, which I actually thought was, you know, again, it was perfection. I was really glad that he had done this. I'm going to come to the chat room and say hi in just 1 minute, so don't feel like I'm ignoring you. I'm on a roll right now. So Mr. Trump took his lovely wife, Melania, our FLOTUS, with him, and she went down a storm. The British public actually loves Melania Trump, although there was a mixed reaction to Donald Trump. But I want to break this down a little bit for you as to why there's this level of response. And I've been fighting with people on social media about this all day. The thing is that in the United Kingdom, what they tend to do is they use their sources for information about America and American stories from, yes, you guessed it, CNN. Now, there's no way on this planet anyone could think that CNN was unbiased or that they, you know, that they were fair in any way, shape, or form, because they're absolutely not. And so the British public are reliant on getting their information from nefarious sources of fake news. But you would think that any thinking person, and this is no disrespect to anybody in the United Kingdom or the United States, but you would want to check out stories, because if you're just reading things and believing them to be factual just because they're in the newspaper or on the internet, you really need to get some help. So that was kind of, you know, the response to Donald Trump was very mixed as far as I'm concerned. But then I want to move on a little bit to Brexit. Now, the thing is with Brexit, which is basically that the British, the United Kingdom are going to leave the European Union, who have had, as far as I can see, an unfair level of control over them for nearly 40 years. And the benefit has not been in favor of the British people. Now, when they do leave, the United Kingdom, whether it likes it or not, is going to be heavily reliant on good trade deals with Donald Trump and the American people and American business and infrastructure, because it's not going to have that same level of business from Europe. And that's why I think, if nothing else, like Donald Trump or low Donald Trump, he should have been given the respect that should be shown to any civic dignitary that comes to the United Kingdom. Now, let's face it, they've had everyone there, from Ceausescu, from the Saudis that have thrown gay people off buildings, you know, you name it, war criminals, they've welcomed them all. But the concern for me is that, and it made me pretty sad, because, you know, I've got a healthy respect for Donald Trump. There was not that level of respect shown to him today that actually should have been given to him, because I hope that Theresa May would be treated better if she came to the United States. I want to say a few hellos to people in the chat room. Hi to Eileen. Welcome. Hello to some nefarious creature called Xander Gibb. I don't know who he is. Hello to, my screen is playing up, Tammy, producer Tammy. Hello to you. Hello to Paul. Hello to Don Johnson. I wonder if it's the one from Miami Vice. Who knows? We get all the celebs listening to this show. Now, we're going to continue saying hello to you after the break, but don't go away. We will be back with you very soon. Stay with us.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car. car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
I'm Joe Messina, your guest host tonight, I guess. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you were enjoying so much, and I'll tell you about it later on, why it happened. But first, before I pull him on, I want to thank Xander for jumping in. And when I say at the last minute, I mean at the last minute. I'm driving up the freeway calling him going, can you do this? And he graciously said, sure, more than happy to. And Xander Gibb, your man of the hour, man, whatever. I don't even know what should I call you, like the host.
Call me sir.
Sir. Just I'll call you late for dinner, right? Anyway,
no, definitely not.
No, no, that could be a problem. All right, so where was I? Where was you? You were talking about what was going on in England, and I want you to continue on with it because I just ran in the studio, and I need to take care of something, and I want you to be the man of the moment. So finish up with what you were saying, sir.
Absolutely. Well, one of the big things that bothered me about the British public's response to Donald Trump's visit was the sheer lack of respect, really. I said in the first part of the show that, you know, they'd welcomed war criminals like Ceausescu and, you know, people from Saudi Arabia that have thrown gay people off of roofs, but they can't show a level of respect to Donald Trump. Now, not that I think that this is going to happen, but I would say that the UK would get what they deserve, you know, if Donald Trump did say, okay, well, we're changing our trade agreements with you. If you can't show a level of respect, to me. Now, a lot of people were concerned as well that Donald Trump had dared to have an opinion on Brexit. I mean, how dare he? You know, the world and his wife all across the planet wants to tell Donald Trump how to do his job. But, you know, he was told that you shouldn't have an opinion on Brexit. I think Brexit is the wrong term for it because it's like Brexit on hold right now. And the scary thing is that Theresa May, who considers herself to be a conservative but is not a conservative by American standards, has kind of, you know, put this on the back bench. And she met with senior conservatives over the weekend at Chequers, which is where she met with Donald Trump today, you know, for a pajama party and a powwow about when this is going to happen. And she's promising now it's going to happen in 2019. But the concern is that, you know, all the time the British public are getting screwed over in favor of the Europeans who are still benefiting from the trade embargoes and the things that are in place to control British agriculture, British fishing, et cetera, et cetera. I did like today that Donald Trump gave kudos to the one and only Mrs. Baroness Margaret Thatcher. And I thought it was apt that he remembered her today because, you know, Theresa May is a lot of things, but Margaret Thatcher, she definitely is not. And I like that he said, you know, people have to understand if you want wealth creation, if you want a vibrant, robust economy, that comes from entrepreneurs, you've actually got to put something into it in the first place. Steve Bannon was there, also was talking about Margaret Thatcher, and she was a prime minister from 1979 to 1990, and her legacy, and he said they don't get enough credit, and I don't think we talk about it enough for supporting entrepreneurs, and I think her ideas resonate through Trump, and I think they actually do. But I came to a big conclusion today, and that was really that not only are a lot of people in the UK very stupid because they, you know, take for granted what they read in the paper. You know, they read it in the paper, it must be true. You know, I'm going to pay the Daily Mirror to take out a front page ad that says I weigh 100 pounds because it will be true. Them, but it. I also saw the level of fear, and I had people that I know saying to me today, "Oh, isn't this start? Is this how it started with Hitler?" You know, and I'm like, "How? What started with Hitler?" You know, I cannot get into conversations how you know things started in Hitler in comparison with the United States. The United States has never had it so good, and I was actually very homesick today, and I was thankful for the fact that we had Donald Trump at the helm, because if you imagine what it would be like now under Hillary Clinton,
oh, please.
You know, I got to sleep tonight, so let's not go there.
Well,
one final thing, just one final thing, just very quickly, just to finish it up. There were two documentaries that were shown this week before Donald Trump came, one last night on ITV, on one a few days ago on Channel 4 on a TV show called Dispatches. And they were both very disparaging. And
talked about accusations about our president. So, you know, my point was, when are we going to see a documentary about the accusations of that pertain to Bill Clinton? And I'm still waiting for a reply. But, you know, God bless America and God bless Donald Trump. And it was great that he was in our country today and still is for a few days.
Well, hopefully nobody knows where you're at so you can stay safe and everything will be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, hey, but it was really interesting. I was listening to interviews being done from people on the street. And forgive me, but you have plenty of people in England that are just as ignorant as people here in the U.S. They're calling Donald Trump a fascist, a racist, a homophobe. And they're going through all this stuff. And I'm saying to myself, my God, how do they get the talking points out? And the Dems are great at getting their talking points out across the world. And not one of them. The one guy called Donald Trump a fascist. And when the reporter said, in what way, he couldn't answer the question. Doesn't know what it means.
But that's totally my point, Joe, because the thing is that if I say things about Hillary Clinton, I am armed with enough knowledge and facts about the things that she's done to be able to counter, to be able to back up what I'm saying. But people read these things and they spew out secondhand opinions and promote them as their own. And it really makes me angry because if you don't like Donald Trump, that's absolutely fine with me. But don't tell me he's done this, this, and this just because you've read it. Because to me, that is, you know, that's liberalism.
Oh, doesn't it rain true? I don't know, when you were younger, you used to hear, look, believe almost nothing of what you read and only half of what you see. And I've always thought about that. And today it's actually coming to fruition, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and this is why you're actually talking to me today, Joe. Because you know, when I was a Democrat and I started to question things, that's when I could not be a Democrat anymore. And we're seeing far more Democrats that are willing to. What's this new movement called? Walk away or something like
that.
I'm
loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, me too.
And just for clarity, I think you're in the same boat I am. I'm not loving it just because they're walking away from the Democrat Party, you know, because they're not running to the Republican Party. What I'm loving is the fact that they're willing to question. They're willing to stop and say, well, wait a minute, why am I Democrat? Why am I buying into these things or letting them get away with those things that I don't agree with?
Absolutely. And it's sad that, you know, it causes such, you know, divides in families and, you know, people have lost friends over things. You know, one of my friends I've been friends with for 25 years, and you know, he's, you know, the British equivalent of a liberal. And, you know, he's a very good friend. And, you know, I've known him for a long time, and, he's someone that I care about, but he cannot back up any of these accusations about Donald Trump. But when you call them to give some backup, there's just none there. You know, I'm not saying he's perfect because he's far from it. Who of us is? You know,
right.
There was one and they crucified him. But why are they expecting this level of perfection from Donald Trump, but they didn't expect it from Barack Obama?
Again, I was thinking of this while I was stuck on the wonderful freeway coming here. But I was thinking about the things that have been said and done and what have you. You know, the difference between Donald Trump and Obama. And even if you change the names and say, you know, candidate A or person A said and did this, just the mere fact that he was a Democrat made it okay. And that's what we've come down to. We're not Americans here anymore. We're not U.S. citizens anymore. Now we're either Democrats or Republicans, and that's sad. And frankly, it's extremely dangerous. But I want to get back to you and England. I mean, I'm watching this stuff that's going on in the street. I'm watching the protests. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A dozen Russian intelligence officers have been charged by the U.S. Department of Justice with hacking Democratic officials in the 2016 U.S. elections. This comes just days before President Donald Trump is to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Congressman Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, spoke to ABC News on Capitol Hill.
The president should cancel the meeting. The visit to Europe has already been disaster enough.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC the charges strengthen the president's hand for his meeting with Putin.
I think the president is now going to be able to say to President Putin, and I think he should and will, that we now have evidence of Russian military personnel who have been involved with the hacking of the accounts of people who were participating in the presidential election in 2016.
President Trump promises he will confront Putin over the new charges. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I am the guest host this evening. Let's bring the real host on. Xander Gibb is with me. Actually, I want to thank him again for covering for me when I first, between the plane, the traffic, and all that other fun stuff. It could have been Xander for all 3 hours if he could have stayed awake. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, you're in it, and you're in the middle of it. We were talking about, we'll get to Cynthia in a minute, but I still want to hit on the fact that I'm amazed people, both sides of the pond, so to speak, they hate for this man. And in reality,
yeah.
I would love to sit with these people one-on-one, not in the crowd, but one-on-one, and ask them to pick out one thing that he's done that proves that he's a racist, bigot, homophobe, fascist, whatever, but explain it in detail. Don't just tell me he's a bigot, listen to what he says, or he's a fascist, because he wasn't any of those before 2016.
No.
Right?
No one accused him of any of these things. I can break some of it down for you. I got to the bottom of why some people think that he's a racist today. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The reason some people think Donald Trump is a racist is because he doesn't want people from certain countries to come into our country. So my response to that is, so because Donald Trump wants to make sure that people are not coming in from certain countries that may want to do us harm, that makes him a racist. Obama sat on his butt for 8 years and didn't protect us, and he is a saint, but Donald Trump protects us and he's a racist. But there's a part two to the racism thing. Now, apparently in the 70s, Donald Trump's father had a company, real estate company, and he got into trouble for not letting the properties to black people. Now, I want to break that down even further for you, Joe. Now, here's the reality of that. No pun intended. The issue was that the people that were saying that they wouldn't let him couldn't afford to rent the properties. So what should he do? let them out at a loss to someone just because of the color of their skin, or be an American businessman?
Oh, but we know the answer to that, but in today's environment, it doesn't matter whether somebody can afford it or pay for it or anything else, because we have to be nice. We have to make sure everybody has a place to stay, that they have food on the table, that they, you know, I mean, it's just amazing to me that we've gone that far into it, don't you think?
Great. So I'm coming back to America next week then, Joe. Who's going to pay for my flat? Because I'm who's going to pay for my apartment? I'm a minority. So, you know, on several levels, you know, I'm gay and I'm Jewish. So who's going to pay for my accommodation in New York City?
Oh, I guess we'll have to, because we don't want you to have to sleep in a dumpster or something like that. We want to make sure you have a place to stay. You know, I mean, no, it's and they play the heartstrings thing, which irritates me to no end, because there's no reason for it, right? We do a pretty darn good job of taking care of people in this country. We don't hit them all. We don't get it right all the time. But I don't think we're called to get it right all the time. I think we're supposed to try and have compassion, right?
But if it's so bad, why go there? If it's so bad, why go from another country to America just to talk trash about it and say what it doesn't do for you, you know?
Before I get to Cynthia here for a second, did you hear the comment that Joy Behar made the other day about why would a president who's under investigation by the FBI for obstruction of justice and collusion, you got to fall out of your chair, be allowed to pick a Supreme Court justice who will be there? I'll be dead. There are many people in this room who will still be alive and need abortions and what have you. You need health care. How dare he be allowed to choose a new justice?
Wow. Well, firstly, the answer is yes, I did hear that. But firstly, the answer to that is simply, Joy, he is not. What is under investigation right now is the election process. Nothing to do with him supposedly colluding with anybody. So that deals with that. And let's face it, there'll be a big party when she will be dead. Can I say that? Is that bad?
I just always say the same thing. You know what? Her dad did not name her properly. Seriously.
No. No, he should have called her Sara.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why is it liberals call Joy or not Joy? Joy Ann Reed, she is not a Joy, and neither is Joy Behar. So what? Who cares?
You know, I know I pick on them all the time, and I don't mean to, but I guess maybe I do mean to. You know, I'm at CNN the other night, and it is the all hate, all Trump, all the time. I'm surprised they get through any news whatsoever, because, seriously, they're not doing any news. They're just pounding away. You know, you sit there and you listen to the report from NATO, and you hear these guys talking about how Trump went in there, you know, swinging and just beat down on the leaders of NATO, and you're going, that's his job. His job is going, we're paying 3.5% a year to you people of our GDP. We can't you get you guys to come up with one plus percent. Most of you aren't paying anything, right?
Yeah, I have to scratch my head at this point, because why is it bad for Donald Trump to go in there and say, we're not paying for these countries anymore? You know, fair enough, we'll pay our fair share, but why should, you know, when what's her name, Angela Merkel can spend all that money in Russia, but then says she can't pay for defense. Well, why are you the Prime Minister of Germany if you can't do your sums, if you cannot get the budget right?
But here's the thing. That NATO money is to protect Europe, right? And they're expecting us. Now, I understand if Europe is strong, we're strong. I get all that. We're safer. I got all that. But shouldn't they be paying a little bit and a little bit more to protect themselves? Shouldn't they have more skin in the game? I mean, seriously, what we're doing, we're just like the parents that are going, don't worry about it, honey. If you can't pay your rent, we'll pay your rent. If you can't make your car payment, we'll make your car payment. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for them to step up, because we're there to take care of them.
But how realistic is that? And how long have we been doing it for? We've been doing it for far too long.
Yeah.
You know, I saw someone said today in one of my threads that, America will be in such trouble if they get kicked out of NATO. I was like, yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. What kind of trouble are we going to be in?
Well, I think they meant more with regards to protection. But if we don't get the protection.
No, we don't. We protect them. Right? I mean, seriously, think about what they're... These people truly have a brain deficiency. Don't you agree?
They absolutely do because, you know, I actually said to this person today, why didn't you do some research? Because everything you said has just made you look more stupid. I mean, I'm very careful. You know, I'm a broadcaster and a writer, and I'm very careful to make sure that what I put out there is factual. In fact, I go and double check before I put stuff out there because you know yourself, if you make a mistake, they hang you over the coals. Even a typo,
yes.
You're in trouble.
Nothing new. I know. Yeah, if I spell something wrong, it's like you have no business being on the air because you can't, you don't even know how to spell. Really? Give me a break. Hey, but real quick, the Mueller indictments today, I don't know if you heard about these there. 12 more Russians were indicted today. 12 Russians who are in the equivalent of the CIA, right? Because they were at the KGB. You know, so 12 Russians and without a connection. Without one connection to Donald Trump or the Trump team. And the left is gleeful.
But it's still Trump's fault, right?
Yeah. Well, they're gleeful over this. It's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe that we're finally having a connection. There's no connection. There's still, you know what? Even Rosenstein came out today and said, hey, no American knew this was taking place. Well,
no.
Unless they consider Trump a German or something, when you say no American, don't you mean no American?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I really thought results would count for something with Donald Trump, but clearly, you know, he could put $1 million in every American bank account and some people would still find something to talk trash about him for.
No, you're serious. It's just constantly amazing to me that there is, and you and I have been saying, I know it's a bit of a mantra, but I want to keep driving it home because there's nothing. A guy called the show the other night, said he was a conservative and he was a Republican and all this other stuff. I said, tell me one thing that Trump has done right. And he couldn't find anything. And I'm thinking, wow. So the unemployment, all that fun stuff means apparently it means absolutely nothing. We're going to go for
zero.
Yeah, well, not if you, yeah. We're going to go for a quick break before I get in trouble. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sandra will be still with us on the other side.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
What a nasty music. I can't believe that they would say those kind of things about women back in the 70s and the 60s. You know, that guy, they would chase those people down today. They wouldn't let them get away with that. Look at how far we've come, or gone, or moved backwards, for that matter. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always love when he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Tonight, he covered my butt earlier. He stuck in traffic, stuck on a plane, and he jumped in. And I do mean at the last minute. I mean, seriously. Xander, thanks for doing that, and thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
It is a pleasure. Just send the checks to Mr. Gibb.
I was going to send you a couple of pizzas, but they don't. They said they don't deliver where you're at. It takes too long to get.
No, they do deliver, but they're just not worth having. When you've had New York pizza, you just, like, you're spoiled for pizza anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, last couple of days I've been in Vegas, at the Freedom Fest. Although I thought it was a food fest, that's why I went, but apparently it's a Freedom Fest. But I get there, and one of the first things they have for lunch is they're having pizza. And I'm going, oh, God, right? Vegas pizza? Are we serious? Anyway, that guy opens up the box, and, you know, the clouds parted. I could hear the angels singing. It truly looked, and it tasted really good, too, but it truly looked like a New York pizza. Do you know what I'm saying?
Really?
You could fold it over. Big slices. You can tell the oven was hot enough because they had that, like, almost burnt crust. But it's just, you know, listen to me. We may have to fly back to Vegas to have a pizza, honey.
Oh, gosh, you're making me hungry now.
But, I mean, seriously, it was one of those things where it was very good for me. Made me very happy, by the way. Anyhow, you wanted to talk about Cynthia, what's her name? Cynthia Nixon, right? I mean, this woman, she is really nutballs, isn't she?
She's totally nutballs. For those of you who don't know who she is, she played Miranda. She's an actress. She played Miranda on Sex and the City, and she's running for the governorship of New York against Andrew Cuomo. And she seems to be running, you know, I'm not saying this to be disrespectful, but she seems to be running on a platform of lesbian feminism. Lesbianism and feminism together.
Wow. How does
and everybody work? Else in New York State is kind of like, you know, you don't get a look in. But one of the things that she said this week that I found totally baffling was, but if she's elected, what she wants to do is, are you ready for this, folks? Enshrine abortion. I mean, and I can't imagine for one minute how you would enshrine abortion. So do you put up a monument in Times Square and you know, throw all the fetuses in that the Planned Parenthood have killed over the last few months? I mean, how does one enshrine abortion, Joe?
I am. When you told me about that, and I had heard something about it, but when you told me about that, I was thinking the same thing. What do you put up? Pictures? Do you have statues that are cut into a million pieces? I mean, seriously, how do you do this so it makes sense to someone?
I think the probability is that what she was talking about was enshrining the right to abortion. But when you've had people in the United States like Dr. Carpen and Dr. Gosnell who were ripping out viable fetuses and breaking their necks, I think that, you know, because the ideology is that with the new Supreme Court justice, that there's a possibility that Roe v. Wade could be, you know, kicked into touch. And personally, I don't think that's a bad thing. But apparently that's actually not going to happen. It's more scaremongering from the left. And clearly, Miranda from Sex and the City thinks that it is.
Look at the original ruling and conversation from the Supreme Court around abortion was never about any time on demand without apology. It was first trimester, you know, if the mother was life was in danger, yes, it's okay. Second trimester really took an act of Congress to make happen, and the third trimester was banned. Period. End of discussion.
Right.
So what's happened was because we don't enforce any of these laws, because we're a bunch of cowards, now it's become, they've twisted it and turned it into a mother's right to choose. That's a bad term. Into a woman's right to choose, not a mother's right.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine a mother want to kill its own baby.
No.
So.
No.
But you think about that, and you think about how that played out, and we've allowed it. Like, we do everything. We've allowed it to happen that way.
You know, the biggest issue for me with regards to this, you know, I a long time ago I did used to think it was, you know, a woman's right to choose. And often I would be told, oh, you know, you don't get a say because you're a man, but they abort male fetuses every day. So someone has to speak up for those little guys, you know. And so I'm quite happy to do that. But, you know, the other thing for me about abortion is that the left has turned this into a method of birth control, and that's not what it was meant to be. I mean, there are some people out there that will brag about having 5 and 6 abortions, and
yep.
and to me that's sick, you know. I mean, I can almost understand if a child is going to be born and not live very long, But how do you know that? You know, how many times they've said, oh, the child won't live very long, and it's actually lived and had, you know, an okay life.
Yep.
So I'm very torn about it. But people say, you know, the important thing is that the mother's rights. Well, the woman's right. But I'm not interested in the woman's rights, because the woman has given away her rights when she's had sex without protection. I'm sorry, but she has.
We've turned this whole thing into a power trip. For lack of a better term, it's a power trip, right? And because the woman has a right, here's been my argument, and I know this is going to tee off some people, but I want to bring it down to real basics here. If you believe that child, even my friends that believe in abortion for, you know, rape and incest, right? If you believe life starts at conception, if you believe that thing is human, is it any less human because it happened during a rape? You know, I mean, I'm not asking you the question, but I'm saying it's always been amazing to me how much we want to talk about logic and reality and
right.
It's human and all, but it's always human. It's never not a human. And you talk to some of these people that again, they say, yeah, but you don't know what the mother's been through. And I go, yeah, well, what's the baby going through? And
yeah.
You know, how many people have you seen in interviews that were products of rape and were wonderful? Turned out to be wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then they have this, you know, then they turn on the tears and they're like, well, what about the fact that backstreet abortions are going to come back? And I'm like, you know, I thought that pop group had split up. but personally, in the day and age that we live in, I don't agree with abortion. I want to preempt by saying this. But there has to be some provision for a safe way for this to be happen. But I think it has to be governed a lot more tightly.
Yeah, I'd like to get back. Sure, I don't want to see it. I don't agree with it. But I'd like us to at least get back to the original ruling, the way it was supposed to be. And again, we've allowed it to take off. We've allowed it to become something it wasn't. It was never meant to be. If the mother's life is truly in danger, honestly in danger, you can prove it. Then that's. Look at people. You're not going to like this, but that's a decision between her and God, not you, her and God. Okay. I mean, I've never been in a position where I've had to give up, you know, my life to save another. I don't know how I'd respond. I know how I believe I'd like to respond, but I don't know how I'd respond. I've never been there, right?
Absolutely.
So
I think it's very hard to judge when you've not been in that situation, but I can still identify, you know, I have a life and I can identify how I would feel for that to be taken away. And, you know, when I hear people say, oh, you know, the baby doesn't know anything about it.
Not true.
I kind of question that, too, because
not true.
Because there is even after conception there. It gets to a point where it has some level of awareness, surely.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't remember it, but I'm sure, you know, it there is a point when that happens.
I love the pictures, though. You know, they do these sonogram abortions, and you can see the baby ducking, you know, the, what do you call it, the pliers, for lack of a better term. I don't even know what they call them. But,
yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? I mean, you look at this,
forceps.
You have to say, look, this thing, if you would, is trying to get out of the way. This thing is trying to get, this thing you call a blob of cells doesn't want this to happen. It's very obvious.
Well, so. when companies like Planned Parenthood can turn it into a business and sell, you know, fetal body parts and things like that, it really does bother me. I mean, what does Cecile Richards go on to do after that? I mean, morgue attendant? What?
Well, I hope Cynthia Nixon, though, no one with some of those New Yorkers like it, people over there on the East Coast in those cities, I mean, she may have a chance, right?
Yeah.
Quick, tell people where to find you.
Zandergibb.com on the real side every Friday.
This isn't going to sound right, but you're so easy. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. We're going to talk about what's going on in England some more. You know, CNN, my God, MSNBC, these guys have pretty much lost their minds. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.